Hey, what's up? Welcome to the Hidden Soccer Good Podcast. Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to episode 3 of the Hidden Soccer Good Podcast. My name is Jacob Taliani. I will be your host, and I am also the creator of Hidden Soccer Good. Wow, check that out. So here on the podcast, we talk a little bit about what it's like running Hidden Soccer Good. We talk a little bit about artists, the anime community, people that we're talking with, all types of fun stuff. So if you're into any of that, welcome. Glad to have you. Today, actually, I want to talk a little bit about vision, I think is a good way to put it. So I saw this video about Elon Musk. And if you know anything about Elon Musk, you'd know that he is a horrible public speaker. I'm a huge fan of his, don't get me wrong, but his public speaking skills are pretty rough. He says a lot, he stutters a lot, and typically he's not someone that you'd see as the choice person to give these speeches, not to mention so popular, right? Why is he so popular? And this video by Charisma on Command that found up in my inbox was talking about how he sways people like that. He's so popular because he has a vision for everyone. And because of how amazing this vision is and how it involves all of us, we naturally want to support him in achieving that vision because we all benefit from it. Now, if you're not sure what that vision is, from my understanding, it's he wants to go to Mars. That way he can expand humanity, basically. And with Tesla, it's to popularize electric cars. So how does this apply to anime? Well, this is a little bit more about the shop today, I would say, and a little bit more about you as a listener and your projects and stuff like that. Now, as I've been telling the Hidden Soccer Good story, I've kind of realized that it didn't quite sit right. You know that feeling when you're working on a project or something and you get it done and it looks good on paper per se, but it just doesn't quite sit right with you. That's kind of how the storytelling with me has been so far. And I've listened to the past creators, the great creators from before me that said, just keep putting stuff out there and eventually you start finding your voice, right? And I think today was one of those moments where I've been glad I've been talking about stuff and kind of like putting it out there because it's let me look back on it and kind of evaluate it more. And then I saw this video and that was kind of the catalyst for me to have this epiphany almost of why did we even start this, right? Why did we start Hidden Soccer Good? And what's the vision that we can rally people behind? So here it is. I'm gonna tell you guys a little bit more of a revised story today. And I hope that as you listen to this, you think about your own journey and your own adventure and your own stories that you're trying to tell. And take a second to sit back and consider it. Because remember, a good vision involves people, other people, basically, that they can rally behind that vision. And that little piece of advice there is what made me realize that I need to change the way I was telling the story. Because while that had always been kind of the case for Hidden Soccer Good, it didn't quite make it across in the story. So here it is. When it comes to my skill set, art would definitely not be in that at all. I can't draw to save my life. Now, I see art as all sorts of different forms. It's more, in my mind, it's more of a applied skill that you've mastered to a degree where it becomes really cool. So like building engines, don't know how to do that, but I think it's awesome and an art form. And you have your more typical artists like the pen and paper artists, the painters, you have writers and those types of people. And growing up, those people really inspired me a lot. I could never draw or paint, and I had a very hard time writing. And those people were very inspiring because I read a lot growing up, right? And it was so cool. I learned so many different lessons from these books. And it was just like the best thing ever, right? And let me say this too. So as I've been getting older, I've been kind of realizing my art form is more about creating businesses and understanding this type of field and learning how to mix creativity with business, I should say. So as I've been going down this route, I had noticed that artists in general typically get screwed over in the business world. Like the coin the coined term, a starving artist, is pretty prevalent, right? And there's a reason it's prevalent. It's because lots of artists are starving. And the anime industry is no exception, right? The anime artists, the people that make all the shows that we love, are typically very, very underpaid, at least in my eyes, and severely overworked. You know, like they're sleeping under their desks to try and get these deadlines done, overworked. Can you imagine if that was the norm here in America? Everyone would have a meltdown. It would be crazy. I would quit too. Like, that does not sound fun at all, even if I loved it. Maybe if I loved it, it'd be a little bit different. But typically, these artists, what happens is they love what they're doing, but the pay is so bad and the hours are so bad, so rough, that they have to quit. I mean, for health reasons almost. And because, you know, some of them want to have a family and they want to have a life outside of their work. And so they quit. And it's really sad, because think about that. How many amazing shows have we missed out on because the industry was so cruel to these artists that, and so cutthroat really, that they just felt like quitting would be better. And I'm not saying that to rat on the artist, because like I said earlier, I would 100% quit if I was in that position, right? But it's still sad. So the question becomes, how can we help these artists? And well, in my mind, it was that really sucks. I wonder how I can help these people, right? And charity work, in my eyes, definitely helps a little bit, but no one can survive off of handouts for forever. Not to mention it's kind of embarrassing, right? You don't want to say living your whole life like, yeah, you know, I just receive a check in the mail from people that feel really bad for me, and that's how I make my money. Yeah, that does not seem like a great idea. So my question is becoming, how can we help these artists? And that's kind of where it stopped. I didn't really think about that very much. It rocked back and forth in my brain for a while. And then as my weebness progressed, and as I'd kind of mentioned in my first original story, I had realized like I really wanted to express my love for shows now through clothing and that kind of stuff. But the current clothing at the time was trash. Like, there's no other way to put it. It sucked. Or it just wasn't my style, is the other way. I'm not a big fan of huge, huge prints on shirts generally. I usually like them to be a little bit more minimalistic. If it is a big print, I'd like it to be more minimalistic, or just smaller designs on the shirts in general. And so looking around, I could not find any of those. And not to mention, I was still embarrassed about liking anime, right? And so that was a really tough barrier to get over. Now, believe it or not, those two things, so that desire, and then as I kept progressing on down my digital marketing and e-commerce journey, I started to realize, hey, I think I have at least the dawn of a skill set that I can put together and maybe tackle this problem now that's been kind of sitting there and I've kind of felt bad about for a while. Because in my eyes, someone has to do something about it. So why not it be us, right? You and me, we can solve this problem together. And so that's how Hidden Saku was born, was why not create some really cool clothing that'll solve that problem for you and me, right? And as a result, the company will pay out these artists based off of every single sale from the clothing company. So every design of theirs that is sold through Hidden Sakuga, they make a cut of. Starts out with 10%, goes up to 50% is what I think would be a good, healthy amount, right? So it's enough for us to still cover our costs, but it's still a lot more in my mind than they would get really anywhere else, right? As far as continuing deals go. And that stands for forever. As long as we're selling that design, they're getting cuts of that profit, or, you know, any design of theirs. And at first, I wasn't sure if that would work, if I'm being honest, or if there was even a market for that. But I mean, you guys are listening to this now. There's been a lot of support in my more personal communities, like my friends and family. And it's been really cool to start launching this and to get it going. So when you're shopping with us, you're doing more than just buying cool anime merch, but you're supporting this vision of supporting anime artists and changing that industry. Now, I know that might not be the very best way of telling the story, but I think this is a great rough draft to start building off of. And I figured I'd share it with you guys as I'm kind of figuring it out, because look at it this way. Maybe in a year, if we ever meet together or if we're ever at like a big conference or something and I tell the story again, you can see how much it's progressed, but that's only because I've been sharing it. And I hope that you, with your journey and your stories, that you're practicing them, that you're putting them out there, and that, yeah, you continue to evolve and you continue to grow. I believe in you, and I hope that you have a great rest of the day. See you later.